Yes, great to have our sponsors on while we're here at the Gold Coast for the Magic Millions, Coolmore Australia and Horse Exchange. You can get more details on the web pages. We're here for the two-year-old classic on Saturday, and Jeff Lloyd takes the ride on Hootson, who was favourite and is now second pick, mainly down to that poor barrier draw. Jeff, good morning to you, mate. Thanks for your time.
Good morning. How are you, Andy?
I'm very well, mate. How's everything? How's the build-up to Saturday for you?
Yeah, it's been pretty full on.
It has been for you. You rode there yesterday. What's going on there, Jeff? Five or six rides, you couldn't get near them, mate.
Yeah, I'm saving myself for Saturday.
Let's hope so. What do you think about Hootson? What was your reaction to this draw?
Like everybody else. I suppose it's not ideal, is it? You've got to deal with it, but it wasn't ideal.
How do you see it then? There looks to be a lot of the pacers out there with you.
Yeah. Look, there's always going to be two-year-olds that have got that natural early speed. So it's not ideal being planted on the outside of everybody because you haven't got a long time till you turn. So it's going to be tricky.
Tell us a little bit about the horse, mate, because, I mean, we saw it on Saturday. You had time to sort of have a decent look and think, what in the hell's going on? Tell us what sort of a type she is.
She's very laid back. Doesn't fluster about anything. Quite surprising the speed she shows because she's very, as I say, very laid back, very quiet in the barriers. Nothing fusses her. So that's probably her big attribute, I would think. A lot of two-year-olds, especially backing up a weaker pilot, if they haven't got the temperament for it, wouldn't be able to do it. But she does have the temperament for that. But that's probably, as I say, that's her strongest point.
And just watching her in the mounting yard, she seems to just cope. I mean, there's going to be a lot of people, obviously, on Saturday, a lot of extra people. But you summarised it there that she's got the temperament to handle it all.
Yeah. It is. Takes a lot of the pressure off, knowing that you've got a horse that will handle it and get to the barrier in one piece. She's not going to be standing long in the barriers anyway because she's on the wing, but, you know, the other day she grew on the inside and she stands, doesn't blink an eyelid in there, and then she comes out pretty quick.
And do you just let it unfold the first 100 metres before you decide really what you want to do?
No, I'll have a plan.
You'll have a,
plan.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't believe in just sort of parking and seeing what happens. You've got to make things happen. You've got to have a plan. If that doesn't happen, sure, then go to plan B. But you've got to have a plan.
Yeah.
So, I'll have a good look and study everyone's speed around me and sort of sort out myself where I think the real genuine speed's going to be.
Yep.
And who will use it and who won't, and then try and work it out from there. As we know, it doesn't always work out that way, but you've got to have a plan. Yeah.
And winning Rupert, you listen to Bjorn, and again, we watch the horse's efforts. It's just been a remarkable preparation going into the three-year-old guineas.
Yeah, he had a great start to his career up here, winning just a normal race at the Sunny Coast, and then he won the Champagne, which was nice, and then he had a long break, and I went up to Sydney and trialled him. That's what I thought of the horse, and he trialled good that day, but he's to me, he's got better each run this prep. He's becoming a proper horse. He's settling down. He's not as boisterous as he used to be early on, and as you know, he shows incredible speed at the moment, and he's running some good time.
He certainly has been. He's just been unbelievable. And, mate, how about you and the body? The shoulder had a few hiccups. Are you back to 100% this week?
Yeah, it was more of a precaution than an injury. It was an old injury that I've had that I monitor all the time, and I have my chiropractor and a physio that looks after me, and whenever I've got some pains, and it's probably just because of the Christmas period where everyone goes away on holiday.
Yep.
And it's probably our busiest time, and nobody's there to sort of pick up if you have a slight injury. And I could just feel the shoulder tightening up the night before. I woke up not good with it, and all it needed was probably a physio in the morning, which I couldn't get to. And I could feel after one race it didn't feel good, and I was just afraid of it locking or causing more damage by carrying on.
Yep.
So it was more a precaution, and I got it treated straight away, and it's fine.
Yeah, fantastic. Mate, good luck. I hope Saturday comes really well for you. You've got a couple of excellent chances. Hope it's a good day for you.
Thanks, Andrew. Good
Thanks a lot,
up.
Jeff. No, appreciate it. Thanks a lot, mate. Jeff Lloyd, straight from track work. He's just finished. We appreciate his time.